Hey, Pardon My Take listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
On today's Pardon My Take, we have our good friends, Mark Titus, Stanford Steve, Wing Date. We recorded live from the wing place we were at. We also have a very special time capsule for the people. We came back right after Duke UNC finished, very drunk, and we recorded a recap of that game, instant reactions from myself, PFT, and Hank, as well as Jake, and then we got a little special Marty Mush and Rico from the Duke fan perspective. We got Who's Back of the Week, a little more Final Four talk, and we're brought to you by our friends at Coors. It's a hectic time of year between weddings, graduations, spring sports, and more. We're busier than ever right now, and sometimes we forget to take a second for ourselves. So this season, take a second and enjoy an ice-cold Coors Light. From my perspective, I took a second last night. I met up with Tate and Titus for one drink at the bar to basically say mission accomplished. We killed Coach K, and we all had a Coors Light. It was delicious. It was that moment to reflect and be like, wow, we did it. We really did it.
I was drinking Coors Lights in the stands last night at the game.
Oh, yeah, a tall boy.
Victory tasted even sweeter when the mountains were blue.
I was in the Superdome. There's like, I think there were like 40-ounce Coors Lights. They were so good, so delicious.
It's like prescription beer. Yeah, you could only get that at the Superdome.
It was the best. And when I needed a moment, when I was like, uh-oh, I think Duke's going to win, just chilled out, had a little Coors Light, felt better. So that's what you do when you need to maybe relax, unwind, take a moment to yourself. Coors Light is the best for that. It is cold lagered, cold filtered, cold packaged. It's literally made to chill. So when you need to take a second for yourself, you reach for that beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/take. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. CoorsLight.com/take. Thank you to Coors Light, our favorite beer in the world. Okay, let's go.
Pardon My Take, presented by Barstool Sports.
Welcome to Pardon My Take, presented by Coors Light. Today is Monday, April 4th, and Coach K is dead.
R.I.P., our sweet prince, Coach K. He died as he lived, a loser.
What are you going to say?
This is like you're doing this again.
Well, yeah, no, we have the time capsule coming up.
People are going to get confused though. Yeah, they will start the show by saying
So we did it for the people because everyone was like, we want your instant reaction. We came back from the that camera just went down.
Oh my god, there's like a ghost in here.
We came back straight from the Superdome to this room. We recorded like 40 minutes. I was very drunk. Mm-hmm. So I heard that I kept on asking Hank for a recap over and over because I just wanted to just bask in his tears. So it might not make a ton of sense, but I think it's a very good 40 minutes of podcast.
No, I think it does make a lot of sense. I think that like if you can put yourself into our minds, and we don't do this a lot. We don't do a drunk podcast very quickly, only for special occasions, usually in New Orleans. But yeah, Big Cat's right. We did ask Hank several times to weigh in and give us his feelings. But because we were drunk when we recorded, I forget what Hank said. So, Hank, can you weigh in? Like, what are your feelings and emotions after the Duke loss?
Hank is, by the way, a special type of struggling. I looked at him in the eyes even just like an hour ago. The guy, he doesn't lose. He doesn't have, he's not a
winner.
Loser.
Hank,
like,
Hank is a winner. His personality type is win.
Like, I know that when I lose, I just like go into just self-deprecation and just like, you know, feel bad for myself and kind of sulk around and try to make a big bet to make myself feel better. Hank doesn't have any of these coping mechanisms. No, he does not know how to deal with losing.
Page buckets tonight.
He's not used to it. He's cheered for successful franchises, and I think that, honestly, Duke as a university let down their most prestigious alum in Hank Lockwood. Mm-hmm. They don't deserve to have Henry Lockwood as an alumni. If I were you, Hank, I'd burn my diploma.
I might have to.
You gotta find it first.
Honestly, yeah. Honestly, waking up today was much worse. It's one of those things that the legacy
is just getting worse.
I know how these things go. I know how these things go. I know how, like, every single con, like, I know Big Cat, I know PFT, I know how much joy this brings them. I know how often Duke gets brought up, and I'm just thinking about every time Duke gets brought up going forward, like, it's just going to be brutal. And the fact that it's like new coach next year, it's going to be a first year coach. Mm-hmm. He's always going to be compared against Hubert Davis, who's like
first year coaches. You never win anything, so you can't expect anything. Yeah.
Right, could be a champion and went to the Final Four, be one of the all time coaches. Like, no matter how good Shire does, it's just like it's bad.
I want to push back on something.
The 50-50 thing is brutal.
I think you know how happy I am, but I'm happier than that.
Yeah,
like I am way happier than that. Like you think I'm at like a 10. I'm at a billion happiness.
I do want to walk back something that we've been saying, though. I just said it a second ago. He's a loser, calling Coach K a loser.
Legacy completely tarnished.
But Big Cat, I was not aware of this. And I went back this morning. I watched all of Coach K's press conference from last night.
Oh, it's great.
And I watched the final 10 minutes of the game again, just so I could do a mental reset.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize this, but Coach K was helpfully telling the reporters after the game, this team is actually, they accomplished something very rare in college basketball. They're double champions.
Oh.
They were double champions this year. And I was trying to think, what the hell is Coach K talking about?
Wait, can I take a guess?
Yeah.
Regional and ACC?
He's counting their regular season ACC championship and
the regional
and winning the West region.
Yeah.
Western region champions.
Is this before now, or after he threw Mark Williams completely under the bus, backed the bus over,
yes,
then backed it back over his body?
That's the other note that I took.
Left him dying, bleeding out on the street.
Because he kept saying in his press conferences, like, you can't take one player in one play and make that mean the entire game. Like, you might say you got to hit your free throws, but you can't say that because there were other times in the game where we could have made up for it and stops we could have gotten. So just because a guy maybe misses some free throws, you can't say it's his fault.
In Mark Williams.
And he kept bringing it up over and over and over again.
Rightfully so.
Also, they did win the Continental Tire Championship, which is like a weekend where they invited Campbell and Army or something to their house and then beat the shit out of them. Yeah, so they're triple champions.
Triple champs.
And triple crown for
triple
Duke
champs.
This year.
By the way, we should for Jake. Let's do March Madness real quick, because we did talk a lot about Duke in our time capsule. So we got to talk a little about Nova in Kansas. It is brought to you by our friends at Visible. Save today by switching to Visible Wireless, where you get family plan savings. No family needed. Folks, it's that easy with Visible. You get a single line, unlimited data, talk, text, and hotspot for as low as $25 a month, 5G included. Tell me another wireless carrier doing this right now. You can't do it. Bigger carriers have single line plans that cost double what you would pay for a single line plan at Visible. With those other carriers, you'd have to make some serious long-term life-changing commitments, like marrying your best friend just to get a good deal. Well, with Visible, you save from the start. No family or awkward personal commitments needed. Avoid marrying your friend. Just switch to Visible. You need to have the best data management. You need to have the unlimited data, talk, text, and you need to have the 5G, and that all comes with Visible. For data management practices, learn more at visible.com. Additional terms apply. You got to have that service. You got to have Visible. They are the best. Okay. So, yeah, we did do a lot of Duke UNC during the time capsule. So, and we're going to, I'm just going to predict it because we're taping this before. We're probably going to do more of it with Stanford Steve, noted Duke fan. So it's going to be a Duke-heavy podcast. So let's at least give some shine to Kansas for what they did against Villanova. Jake, your view from the Big J press row.
Yeah, it was phenomenal. I do want to do one more little piece of
news. Oh, please. Anything you want. Anything you want.
No, Jake, you have the floor.
So on Friday's show, you said closest –
yeah.
Prediction.
Yeah.
Was picking the winner and they would be right.
Yeah.
I said Duke as an attempt for a reverse jinx.
I don't think that's what you're doing.
Not at all.
Nope. Apology not accepted.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
Why would I want Duke to win?
Jake, Coach K is in a grave. He's 6 feet under. I wish you were sitting next to him. I wish you were lying next to him.
I don't agree with that. I don't wish you were dead, Jake. I just wish
just maimed.
You just, maybe your hand fell off. Maybe leprosy.
I have said some very bad things about Duke.
Yeah, no, that's true. All right, listen.
So,
I got a problem because I basically spent all of March getting my hate up, not my weight up, but also my weight is very, very high right now. So I've noticed that I need to, like, after this trip, I'll stop having, like, I'm very quick to be like, no, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, because yeah. the Coach K hate has been all-encompassing in my brain. So apology half accepted.
Okay, great.
So how was the Thanks. View, though? Oh, do you think Paolo Banchero should have been more aggressive in the second half?
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, yeah, sorry, we're not doing Duke. My bad. Kansas Nova. No. Kansas was incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Kansas is unbelievable. Everyone's talking about how they made 13 threes, but their inside game offensively, McCormack got whatever he wanted. He mm-hmm. When they do this, it's hype.
It is. It is.
The hand on the head.
It is mad hype.
It is hype. Yeah. That's lit.
What's up. He had 25 points, one of the dunks of the tournament. They just literally got whatever they wanted to on both sides.
It's crazy as it sounds. Like, I didn't walk away from that game being like Nova got embarrassed. It was just Kansas played their A-plus game. And sometimes when you lose one of your starters and then you go and play against a team that has their A-plus game, there's literally nothing you can do.
There was nothing you could do. And the entire week, I was overthinking the hell out of it. I was going back and forth on who I was going to bet on. I eventually bet on Villanova because I'm an absolute turkey and an idiot and a moron. But it was
the real turkey
like is. Obama looking at it. Like, I even said to myself, this is a don't overthink it game. Stop overthinking it. And then I made the obvious overthinking choice and bet on Villanova. They just didn't have enough guys. Like, it turns out that they are only actually 5 deep.
Yes.
They have a starting five. And just I don't know what Jay Wright did recruiting or how he's developing the rest of that team. But they are just really, really bad. Outside of those 5 guys.
And they just hit, Kansas hit every shot. Like, even Nova cut it to 6, and with, I don't know, maybe like, what was it, like 6 minutes left? Yeah. You're like, uh-oh, maybe Nova's got a little something up their sleeve. And it's like, nope, Kansas just going to keep shooting the lights out. They had definitely been the forgotten story of the Final Four, and now they get all the shine on Monday night against UNC, but it definitely felt like, you know, like, oh, I mean, I don't even think Kansas fans were mad about that because it's clear Duke UNC was everything everyone was talking about. I think they're just happy to be like, hey, no one's paying attention to this. We're just going to go win a title.
Yeah, they flew under the radar all the way to the national championship game. And I think Kansas is actually going to win. I'm going to bet on Kansas in the Natty because I do feel like the UNC-Duke game was UNC's national championship. It was bigger than a national championship for UNC.
Yeah.
This is like a state, like an all-time crowning of the best college team in the state game.
Yeah.
It's like an all-time championship. It doesn't matter for this year. So I feel like it was so much emotion that got spent in that game. It's like, okay, yeah, no one's ever going to remember that Kansas won this national championship as much as they're going to remember that Coach K went out like a sad sack of shit, melting into a tiny little sad puddle.
But it wasn't about him. Coach K said that afterwards. He said it was always about the players.
And he did request a Photoshop into the sunset when he and his wife were going out.
Can you get that done for him, Hank? Cart.
He said that to the media.
Yo, she looked good last night. That's on God.
Coach K fucks like a stallion. Yeah. We know that. We've established that.
I don't think she wears underwear.
Also, there was a really weird... God,
dude, I mean, I was just checking. I can't help but
double bonk, Hank. There was a moment where she was like... Before the game, there was a clip. It was so awkward. She was, like, going and greeting all the students like she was the queen or something.
Yeah.
It was like, what is going on? No, all the students were high-fiving her.
That's the one thing that I can say that I respect about Coach K is he picks a fine woman.
Yes. Dime pieces only. Smoke shows only in the K household.
Oh, I'm looking at the list, PFT. Oh, the most recent entry was PFT says he wants to get slapped by a girl in New Orleans. How's that going?
I don't think I got slapped yet. But I did run into like a relative of the last girl that slapped me in a bar here.
Oh.
And yeah, so there's that.
There you go.
I will say this. We have to tip our caps to Michael Savarino for winning the GPA award.
Yeah.
He got honored at one of the media timeouts.
Was he sober enough to accept it? There was kids. We're not going to talk about Duke much more.
Hour and a half is still talking.
There were actual fans in the stands, Duke fans, wearing Michael Savarino jerseys. What is that?
That's I kind of want to get one. I could see myself wearing like a Coach K's grandson jersey, ironically. Now I want one.
Oh, my God. Yeah. But, yeah, Kansas was incredible. Superdome's awesome. I mean, that, like, the whole night, it's New Orleans. We've said it before, but, like, New Orleans, Indianapolis, and I don't know, Vegas are like the best three places to hold events. Just everything works perfectly. You don't have to get in a cab. You can just walk everywhere.
My favorite part about like when people talk about how like in a whimsical fashion, how magical the city of New Orleans is, they're like, you know, there's just like some magic in the air. You can't really describe what it is. No, it's just everybody is drunk.
All the
time. That's what the magic of New Orleans is that's in the air. Just everyone is drunk from the time they wake up until the time they go to bed at night.
Yes, everyone is drunk, having a good time. And it was a great time. It was a great night. Okay, let's go to the time cap so you can hear us. The magical night right after we finished the game. We walked right back and recorded. It is brought to you by our friends at Owen's Craft Mixers. Owen's Craft Mixers gives anybody the ability to make a high-quality cocktail right at home. It's perfect for people like us who don't have a clue about how to make cocktails from scratch. You literally just pour your favorite liquor, then just add Owen's and you're good to go. It's that easy. They have a variety of mixers that pair with any spirit, ginger, beer, margarita, cranberry, the Barstool Transfusion, and others. Owen's is at the majority of stadiums and arenas across the country. So if you're going to a game, football, hockey, basketball, get yourself an Owen's cocktail. Go to owensmixers.com. Check the store locator to find a store that has Owen's near you. Or if you don't feel like getting off the couch, order on Amazon or get it delivered in less than 30 minutes on GoPuff. owensmixers.com. They are the best in the business. High quality cocktails right at home with owensmixers.com. Check the store locator and find Owen's Mixers or on Amazon, and you can get them at any time. owensmixers.com. All right, here is the time capsule from Saturday night. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today, Saturday, April 2nd, 11:20 p.m. in the city of New Orleans, and Coach Mike Krzyzewski is dead.
R.I.P. Coach.
Dead.
You had a hell of a run. No one can take that away from you, but you're dead, so you're not listening to this right now. I want to take the high road, if I could.
Unlike Duke, who didn't shake hands.
Unlike Coach K's grandson, who would take the drunk road.
Yeah. Oh, he won an award, though. That wasn't rigged.
So I want to take the high road for a brief second and just say that tonight's basketball game was an incredible game. We were lucky to see it in person.
Instant classic.
It was an all-time game. We're going to see it probably forever.
Ever.
I would actually imagine that this will be the most replayed game of Coach Mike Krzyzewski's career.
It might bring back ESPN Classic as a TV station just to play this.
It was a great game. It was fantastic. It was two heavyweights. They're separated by less than 10 miles in North Carolina. Tobacco Road.
Wait, but they've met before.
They've never played in the NCAA tournament. It was so Big Cat, I don't know if you remember this, but a few weeks ago, Coach K's final night at Cameron Indoor Stadium, he played against UNC.
Yep, I do remember.
And they schlacked him.
Yep, I do remember. That was bad.
And then tonight, UNC beat Duke again.
He screamed at the kids.
It was a great game to watch. Credit to UNC. They were all over the offensive boards all night long. They seemed to want it a little bit more. Coach K tried to work his magic with the refs. Didn't work. The better team tonight won. I think we can all say that. But we're gonna miss Coach K.
He's dead. He's deceased. His legacy is tarnished forever. It can't get worse than what happened.
Well,
and
you're right.
It's over. It's hard work pays off and dreams come true. Everyone who worked their ass off to make this possible, most notably the UNC basketball team, but everyone else who hates Duke, and we gave them a voice, it happened. The witch is dead. Ding dong, the witch is dead.
I want to give you personally, Big Cat, a gold medal.
Thank you. I appreciate that. In the Hater Olympics.
You are the GOAT hater right now. Tonight is your night to celebrate. I also do think, though, that tonight is Roy Williams' night to celebrate for walking away at the right time, naming a worthy successor instead of taking a year where he had to have everybody go around and deep throat his cock and make love to him every single night. He did not do that. He picked a good coach to take over for him. And guess what? I actually think that tonight's victory over Duke is the final feather in the cap for Roy Williams being a better head coach in the state of North Carolina than Mike Krzyzewski was in the last 20 years.
And it's the Roy Williams final because it's Kansas versus UNC. So I had two thoughts, and we have Hank here. We're going to get to him in a second. I had two thoughts that are crazy thoughts, but both, like, I actually gave some, like, oh, this could happen. One was this morning when I woke up. I've been living in so much Duke and Coach K hate. It's been consuming me for basically the entire month. And I thought to myself, do you think if I started a serial type podcast and I did enough investigative journalism, I could get Coach K imprisoned for life? And I was like, that could actually happen. And then my second thought was, there's like a 2% chance that UNC puts a statue up of me in Chapel Hill. I'm not going to rule it out. I'm not going to be a total narcissist and say it's like definitely going to happen. But let's just say if I got a phone call in the next year and they're like, hey, thank you for your service. Because like I did like 6 tours in the last week.
Unlike Coach K.
Yes, unlike Coach K. Handing out. I was getting in a fight with a Duke fan on the way out. He was going, act like you've been here. Show some class. And I was just doing the crying face to him. And I was like, ooh, your team lost. And it was the
childish.
Hank.
Hank, we'll get to you in a second.
Hank,
we'll get to you in a second.
Can I just say, my guy, Henry Lockwood, and I've been with him for many, many years and many ups and downs. This guy, Hank, he knows ball. Because in the first half, he turned to me and he said, I love Caleb Love. He's awesome.
Okay, I'm going to say something nice about Hank.
You know ball.
Because I don't think Hank gets enough credit. If you go back, you look at the tape from 2015. It was Wisconsin-Duke.
Yeah.
Hank kind of swallowed his Duke pride.
Yeah.
And it was a different time. He defeated you graciously.
Yeah, it was a different time.
I would just want to give Hank credit for doing that, for doing all the right things. But at the same time, I also do want to laugh in every Duke fan's face. There was this one Duke fan that was sitting the row in front of us tonight. And he flipped out after the loss was over. And he tried to fight a UNC fan that was a row behind us.
Mm-hmm.
It was the saddest fight that I've ever seen. He like halfway punched the guy in the stomach, not even like a full punch. And then like halfway, like kind of hit him like in the leg and then got up in his face. And was like, I will fight you if you want to fight. I will fight you. And he was trying to fight him, but he knew because he's probably a lawyer that he could not throw the first real punch that could be construed as battery. It was great to see the Duke fans lose tonight. Although I do want to say, like, it was an all-time game.
Yeah,
it really was.
It was an all-time game. We can all agree with that. Sports are great, and it made it even better that Coach K went out and his legacy's completely ruined and Duke players didn't shake hands. And
this is what I'll remember about Coach K.
Yeah, and yo, listen. Everything he's done in his entire career has been wiped away.
No, choke.
There's nothing left.
You want to talk about the all-time chokes? I think tonight was an all-time choke.
Can I tell you something else that I'm thinking about doing?
The guy was so fucking scared. The whole game didn't say a word. It was quiet as a fucking mouse.
Can I tell you something else that I might do in a great plot twist if we're like going season two of this? I might root for John Shire to become a better coach than Coach K. I might root for John Shire to have like, I might root for him to have 6 titles and to beat UNC in the tournament and like everything to be like John Shire is 10 in like never has moments like the Pete Godet, never has like these terrible moments of Coach K just being a fucking asshole. It was just great.
I think there's.
Hold on.
Eternity.
Oh, John Rothstein just walked in.
That was a capital E that he put on it. He put some stank on Eternity, too.
Sorry, my phone was just playing videos. My bad.
I think that there's a good chance, though, that I know what you're saying, Biquette, that it would be nice to have Shire take over and take the program to like an elite level.
I want him to be really, UNC.
I want Duke and Duke fans to achieve the greatness that they deserve. And I think that John Shire is the guy that can get them to that point. But I also think that there's a good chance that if they falter off the stretch, you might not have seen the last of Coach K. He might come back.
Well, Roy Williams might have to go to Duke and save the program.
That would be nice.
So let's hear from Hank. Let me just set the stage. on the walkout, Hank was just, he kept on mumbling to himself, this couldn't be worse. This couldn't have gone worse. He would like, literally, he would start wandering away from me and I'd get back close to him and I'd just hear him being like, that couldn't have gone worse. That couldn't have gone worse. And now we've been sitting here getting ready to record and Hank gave me a look like, and I know you've seen this look, PFT, where he like, he looked me dead in the eyes and it was just like, I'm going to say some mean shit to you, like some shit that will like hurt your soul. He's going to start playing Cat's Cradle in my face again. But let's don't do that. Yeah, you're going to do that.
No, Hank, I mean, like, Hank, you know, maybe you could take a lesson from Coach K, you know, the hair that's getting gray.
What is son getting?
A lot of pictures and videos.
Okay, all right.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying. I was reviewing some of the tape from tonight, and it's like, whoa. Who's this silver fox I'm sitting next to?
By the way, unlike Coach K, we did have the conversation before this game. What would it be to my legacy if Coach K ended up winning the national championship? Good thing we don't have to answer that. My legacy has never been higher. People will. This will be the first line in my obituary. I killed Coach K. I did.
Yeah, vet, war hero.
I killed him.
Pretty much war hero. He's dead.
Sometimes the haters win.
Yeah.
This is a
rare time when the haters are the correct side of history.
Yes. This is like if Ross Perot was president.
But this is like there's losses that are bad and there's losses that the ripple effect, and it's like I fucking know Big Cat.
Oh yeah, he kept on saying that. He goes,
every
they're gonna
time
have this. He's gonna have this over my head forever. And then as he would say that, another UNC fan would come up and be like, can we get a picture? And they'd be like, we did it. And I'd be like, we did it. So Hank, you know ball, dude. You said, you're like, my eyes are on Caleb Love.
Caleb
Love,
I bet heavily on him against UCLA. Caleb Presley, one of our good friends, one of my good friends. I was texting him a lot about Caleb Love during the UCLA game. I was like, I love Love. I bet him against Baylor. Love, great player. I was, you know, and it was casual in the first half. We were like just talking, just going back and forth. I was like, Caleb Love, great player.
I put it in the back of my head.
Fun to watch. He's like,
Hank is probably one of the smartest basketball minds I've ever been around. And he was like, watch out for Caleb Love. This guy's got big shot potential.
There was about like,
well, he just doesn't. He doesn't give a fuck. That's what I respect about him is he doesn't. The moment wasn't too big for him because he doesn't care. He just wants to fucking shoot no matter what the circumstances are. He made it. Mark Williams. There was some.
Duke fan talking about the refs.
There was some questionable foul calls.
Yes,
I will say there was some questionable foul calls. But the real reason they lost was the Mark Williams shooting, missing those two free throws, basically turned the game where it was like they were going from a one possession game to like a 4 point game where it's like you got to play the foul game. If you make those two free throws,
Caleb Love 75-74. The ball's on him to hit that shot.
And Baycott with playing on like half a leg.
Oh, dude, the guy's
point, the guts on this guy.
I'd be surprised if he ever walks again.
Incredible. If you have a fucking injury timeout where like they call a wheelchair and an ambulance on the court, you should have to stick out for more than 5 seconds because he was back in the game.
Hank,
They called the ambulance and then he walked back in the game 1 minute later.
Hank, shut up.
Burning all his timeouts to complain to refs and work the refs was a mismanagement of the game when you got to the end and he had no timeouts. UNC had 3 timeouts. Duke had 0. That feels like a big mistake by Coach K.
Yeah, I mean, it's hindsight's 20/20, but
timeouts. That's not true because I said that actually. The guy in front of us said, UNC doesn't have any timeouts. I said, sir, you are wrong. UNC has 3. Duke has 0.
There were actually a few moments where I stood up and I told Marty and Rico, take a timeout.
Yeah.
You need to take a timeout.
But they didn't have one.
And chill a timeout. They didn't have one.
Because he used it for the refs.
He used it to yell at the refs. Also, I think it maybe set a bad tone for his team that he was sitting on his little mushroom toadstool.
Yeah, he couldn't get up
on the sidelines. He couldn't even how are you going to expect your players to give their all when you can't even stand up on the sidelines? You've got your prescription stool on the sidelines that you're sitting on and just screaming at the refs.
You know ball, Hank. I gave you credit. You know ball. You said Caleb Love, keep your eyes on him. He's probably going to hit a big shot that will end Coach K's life and career. You said that to me.
Now, that all that being said, I'm probably going to bet on Kansas in the championship game. This was
I'm not even thinking about it.
This was UNC's title game for sure.
Yeah, no. And listen, every time the Duke fans try to talk, UNC fans can just fucking slap this game right on the table.
Forever and ever and ever.
Yep.
For all time.
Your coach literally lost his last game of his career to your arch rival in the Final Four.
On his coaching tombstone, it will say, like,
he's coming back. 1980. I'm saying this right now.
Six, or whenever he started coaching.
1980, I think.
I will call myself right now.
And then the end date will be UNC killed him.
He's coming back.
You know what the best part, too, is? Come back. PFT, as someone who's, you know, I like ball. I don't know ball like Hank knows ball.
No, you're a ball head.
I'm a ball head. Ball is life. One of my favorite parts about this game and, like, this rivalry is it was always, for the longest time.
It's tied.
Oh, actually, yeah, it is tied. That's true.
Well, that when I saw that stat that he was 50-49 against UNC, how could you ever think that he was going to lose that game?
Like, not a winning record. Yeah, not a winning record. But the best part is, like, forever in the 90s and early 2000s, it always was like Duke has, like, UNC has the better players. Duke has the better team. Like, Duke plays better as a team. Now, Duke has all the talent. UNC just plays better as a team. It's beautiful how it all just kind of flipped.
Great coaching job.
He got drunk on the one and done age, and it all fell apart.
Yeah,
needed a guy like Brady Manick, who's like 35 years old. He didn't have it.
They needed to give Bates Jones a few more minutes.
Bates Jones. Bates
was
get
MIA all night tonight.
Bates Jones.
I do want to kick it over to Marty, who's been sitting here.
Oh, hey, Marty.
This entire time with this exact look on his face. Marty sat two rows away from me, two seats away from me for the entire night. We were going at it. It was a hell of a game, though. Right, Marty? You can admit that.
Yeah.
That was the meanest 15 minutes of my life.
I don't think it was. It could have been so much meaner. My best material was probably used at Hank's expense on the walk home. I was just unloading the clip.
You just put so much effort into it to kill you, to kill everyone.
No. I killed your coach.
You did.
There's a wanted poster in Durham right now. It's my face because I killed your coach.
He's gonna come back.
I actually wouldn't wanted. Be shocked.
What happens when he comes back?
Listen, I wouldn't be shocked. This is another.
He's coming back.
Third craziest thing that I'm gonna say, along with the I could probably get him imprisoned and I might have a statue at Chapel Hill. I wouldn't be shocked if, like, the authorities knock on my hotel room door tomorrow morning and they're like, You're under arrest for killing a man. Yeah. Like, who?
I'm going to call
Coach Mike Krzyzewski.
It's just, I'll call him right on you. I hope you go to jail.
Yeah, I would love to go to jail for that.
You're a scumbag.
There's not a jury in the world that would convict you.
I would just hand him my little card that I've just been passing out to everyone.
Not a jury, like, nope.
Oh, he was justified.
No.
You'd be bad in jail.
That card?
It would be like,
oh, please.
It would be like Hulk Hogan versus Gawker all over again. People would take Big Cat's side.
Yep.
There's just no reason, like, there's so many other things you could like this much. Like, there's so many apples in the world, and I could just wake up to that and be happy. And this is stupid. You're stupid.
You made me feel stupid. You're stupid.
I don't like any of you. You guys are all stupid. You're stupid too,
Marty.
All you are
Marty,
stupid.
Marty, can I ask you a question, Marty, real quick?
What?
Did you take the can't lose parlay? Because I'm sorry about that. I didn't.
You know, when it comes down to it, I'm not mentally ready for it.
There's people that bet in the sports book in here. You did fake parlays.
I said it was my last gun to the bullet, and it worked.
And I did.
It worked.
And you killed people.
As soon as Kansas won, I was like, yep, we're good.
I did good for so long, and then you got me in the last game.
Can't lose parlay.
Marty, do you think that Duke's loss today, and more specifically Coach K's loss today.
Death, PFT.
His death today, it impacts you as a human being. Like, do you feel like your entire life has been a fraud?
Well, I'm done.
By staking your entire sports fandom on somebody that turned out to not be able to get it done.
Mm-hmm. Can I tell you something?
Five national championships.
I'm done. Because if they win next year, it doesn't matter.
Hope they do. Because I'm a John Shire guy.
You're more of a Coach K fan than you are a Duke fan.
Yeah.
Honestly, Marty, that's the worst. That's sad.
Yeah, that's the worst.
That's very sad.
You're the worst human being alive.
I would understand if you were a Duke fan, but you're just a fan of a man.
Oh, yeah. It's a terrible man at that.
It's like guys that are diehard fans of like golfers or race car drivers. It's like, I just really like Phil Mickelson.
Danny Ricciardo.
I'd jerk him off on his deathbed. I would do anything for that guy.
You're a fucking deli guy.
Hank's starting to lash out. Here it comes. All right, Hank, let's go back to you real quick. Marty's too depressed. It's not fun when he's like, he won't even put his hands
Danny
up.
Danny Woodhead?
He's depressed.
Excuse me?
That's a guy.
Listen, I'm Marty, I'm on your side now. I want John Shire to win 10 championships.
He's going. We're going to win next year. That's what's going to happen.
Great. John Shire's a hell of a coach. He's better coach than Coach K.
If you come to Duke's side, that's fine. But fine by me.
Come to Duke's side. I'm giving you guys. A little
false
hope because you know I control destiny.
Hey, can I say something?
I am God.
Can I say something serious about Duke's basketball team?
Everything goes
wait, Marty. I want to say something serious about Duke's basketball team this year. The talent that they had on this team was incredible. Like, you should not hang your head. They were great players. You had Banchero, probably the best player in the country. You had Roach. You had
Where was
playing,
he at the end of the game?
Playing at the top of his game. You had Keels, who is one of my favorite players in college basketball. You've got
a great
starting five. Two or three. Oh, here we go. I'm trying to pay you a compliment. They had a great team this year. Great team.
Yeah, final four.
The talent
four,
level was enormous.
Top four.
They probably should have won the championship. They were so good.
Where was Paolo, by the way?
Didn't have the coaching.
I'd love to ask that question because he had maybe the quietest 19, 21 points. Like every time they needed, oh, hey, Jake. Every time they needed a big bucket at the end, he wasn't there.
I can't with Jake.
Shout out Jake, by the way. Jake texted the group text right before tip. And he goes, awesome. He goes, oh, my God, I can't believe it. And we all were like, oh, shit.
I can't believe this is happening. Yeah,
He's putting out the handshake.
He's not shaking hands. Hey, Jake, I'll shake your hand. Unlike Duke, I'll shake your hand. Oh, Hank. So right before the game started, he goes, I can't believe this is happening. And I thought he got kicked out of press row because he was looking at porn. Because he was.
He was
looking at browsers the whole time. He has a subscription.
I thought that there was something weird going on because it sounded like he was in a panic mode.
Yeah, right.
And it was in between the games, and there was nothing going on at the time. And he goes, yeah. I can't believe this is happening
and
right now.
We all replied, like, what? And he goes, Duke UNC in the Final Four. It was like, so Jake. So goddamn Jake. How was the porn?
It was awesome. The Wi-Fi kind of interrupted my halftime plans.
Oh, shit. Hold on. We don't have you. We don't have the mic for Jake. Marty. Yeah, say it again.
It was awesome, but the Wi-Fi kind of interrupted my halftime plans.
Yeah. Now, Jake, you were... This is junk podcasting at its finest, by the way. Bubba's been out. We've all been out. We've all been drinking all day. Marty's too sad anyway.
Yeah.
I actually wouldn't be shocked if we just don't record any of this. This is probably never going to see the light of day.
I honestly don't care.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. Jake, you saw Coach K afterwards.
Yes.
What did he say at the podium? I saw the quote from Paolo that he was like, Coach K never made it about himself. I can't even say it without laughing.
he wouldn't really answer many questions based off his career. It was more just this season.
Oh, because it wasn't about him.
Right.
Right.
Just about recapping.
And what
did
he say?
Players.
Was he like, I shouldn't have used all those timeouts complaining to the refs?
No, he didn't say that. He was just very, he was reflecting a lot. He was cracking jokes a little bit at the end.
Oh, that's good. He's in good spirits.
At the end when he walked, so I got the video of him and his wife on the golf cart.
She's a smoke, by the way.
Mickey, yep.
Escorted out.
Put it on the
list. And he waves. He's like, someone's got to Photoshop
We should make
a sunset
smoke show of the day.
Into this ride. And everyone laughed.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, he's keeping it light. I think it was more just reflecting.
Yeah.
The players were definitely more dejected than him.
Jake, did you have a question in the chamber ready to ask him?
I did. I had my hand raised, but...
What was it going to be about Pete Gaudette?
No, it was going to be something totally appropriate.
Oh, okay. Pete Gaudette's pretty appropriate. The guy got fucking shipped to Siberia.
Yeah.
Marty, go back to Marty real quick.
Marty wouldn't shake my hand.
Yeah, Marty wouldn't shake his
Not
hand.
Not surprising.
Not surprising. Oh.
Yeah. Terrible sportsmanship. Can't lose with class. But that's what it's all about. Marty Mush.
Yes.
At his finest.
I actually do think that like they were out-coached in the second half a little bit. They didn't change anything up defensively. They didn't try going to that zone, Marty. Like, you have to be a little bit disappointed in the coaching of this game.
It was bad coaching, Marty.
Really bad.
It was bad coaching. It was bad coaching, Marty. Marty, it was bad coaching.
I don't know what's worse.
But, Hank, let's go back to you.
Big Cat, you want to get Rico on?
I don't ever want this. Yeah, Rico, come
Rico,
over here.
Rico, come on.
Marty, yeah. You get out of here. You're a dead corpse. You're a dead corpse, Marty. Get out of here.
All right, so here comes Rico.
I will say I had one pick today, and it was Paolo over 17 and a half points.
Good job. It would have been nice if he had scored some important points instead of just... Yeah, he just scored points in the first half when it didn't matter.
All right, so here's Rico Bosco. If you're not familiar with Rico Bosco, he's the biggest Duke fan in the world.
Hold on.
Big Cat did not say a fucking word for the entire game.
I was very nervous.
Was quiet as a fucking mouse.
I was very nervous.
Well, he's about results. Fucking
exploded.
Yeah. Sorry that he's not talking trash before the game. He's waiting for the results.
It was a legacy game for me, Hank. I've had a lot of...
There was a nice group of ladies behind us that were Duke fans. That were young Duke fans, girls, not even bunk.
He's
just
actually
like,
lying because said, they were said, so annoying.
He said five synonyms for women.
He's lying.
North Carolina, it was like 0-2, and North Carolina scored, and Big Cat turned around and started fucking cutting their necks off and giving them the throat slash.
Like 2 minutes in, I did the throat slash.
All right, so
right in their face.
So we have Rico Bosco joining us. Rico, if you're not familiar with Rico, first of all, you should
be. Everyone knows Rico.
Second of all, he's the biggest Duke fan in the world. He was calling out the sets. He was calling picks. We were up in the nosebleeds, and Rico was calling picks out, letting the guys know when screens were coming in the nosebleeds.
Yeah, you weren't that bad of seats.
And Rico,
although
that's the internet.
Rico was blocking people who left said they right. had bad seats. Rico, you realize that happens every time you take a picture at any. People were saying I had bad seats.
Yeah, people don't realize that a football field and a basketball court are different sizes.
Right.
So Rico, I want to thank Game Time for the terrific seats.
There you go.
And my colleagues at Ball School for allowing me to go to the game. First of all,
right.
You get what you get. You don't get upset.
This was your first Final Four game ever.
Ever.
What a dream.
Yeah, it was. And then it was a nightmare.
Rico, scale 1 to 10, how disappointed are you in the end of Coach K's career? How tarnished do you think his legacy is?
Yeah, I was talking to Marty. It's like difficult because he had his hopes up the whole season. I got my hopes up for tonight after knowing what I had seen and got my heart ripped out again. Like
I did.
His heart ripped out.
I was a 7-year-old all night again.
You're dead.
I didn't want to get it to this moment because it would have hurt just as bad.
You're usually very mature.
Rico.
Yeah, it would hurt just as bad.
Rico, do you think they should put a statue of me in Chapel Hill?
I think it's possible. I might get the same one.
I love you, Hank. I fucking love you, dude. Hank also just spilled a whole drink on his lap before we started recording.
My phone's not working. I don't know why that
was not as sharp as he has been in the past couple of years.
Yeah, you think it's like mine's deteriorating a little bit?
I don't want to say that. You don't joke about that.
I'm not joking. You said it.
Dude. You want some weed?
You literally said it a second ago.
No.
You want some weed?
Yeah, They couldn't get the stops that they needed. I talked about it all year with the defensive efficiency in the last couple of months. They were kind of playing with house money.
Sorry. You started talking about defensive efficiency.
They couldn't get stops. They couldn't get stops. That's what turned out to be the game. They had a shitty first half, and they still gave up 81 points.
I got you. I'm bringing you back.
A lot of
easy buckets. Talking about KenPom when we're burying Coach K. A
lot of easy buckets. Couldn't play D. That's what it came down to.
Rico, what about those timeouts that I told you you should be taking?
You said it. Yeah,
I did. I said it. You denied it in the moment.
To be fair, roasting him right now when you say a 10-minute, and like we've been recording for like 45 minutes right now.
That's true.
And you're like, what are you talking about?
I did tell Bob, I was like, don't worry about it. We're going to record for 10 minutes.
Yes. The best was, we also got texts. Hank and I were, apart from Bubba and memes and PFT, there was a text in the middle of the two games of PFT taking a little snooze. And then like 10 minutes later, it was PFT texted of Liam taking a fucking snooze. So there were some snoozes going on.
No, I mean, I had to recharge the batteries for a little bit. That first, we should also say congratulations to Kansas.
Oh, we already recapped. This is a time capsule.
I had to recharge the batteries in between the games for a little bit. So sue me, I fell asleep at my seat for about 10 minutes.
No, it's nothing wrong. It was just funny the back-to-back because it was like the guy who took the picture, you sleeping, then fell asleep.
Yeah, no, it was actually a beautiful night of basketball. Anybody out there that's a basketball fan, anyone that's a...
Yeah, make yourself feel better, buddy.
Yeah, Hank, hit it.
Hit that, pal.
It was a great night for everybody that loves the sport. I think it was just a great night
Ball's
for sports.
Ball's life, right, Rico?
Ball's life. Hoop Let's heads. Give it up for basketball, guys.
Yeah, basketball won tonight. And also UNC and Coach K lost. So, Rico, it's over, though. His legacy's gone.
Yeah. We had an awkward moment where Hank, I'm a big ticket stub guy, and Hank was like, I can't believe you saved that. And I did equate it to you get a prayer card when you leave a funeral.
Wait, yeah, there it is. Great point.
No. So, wait, you had a ticket point. Stub?
It's over. No, I didn't get a ticket
you stub. You want me to? Because I had your ticket.
I just burped some smoke up.
Because Rico, I had your ticket. I can send you a screenshot of the ticket. Fucking so you can have a stub.
QR code. Where did that come from? It was in my ball sack.
It would have been one thing, too, if he lost to Roy Williams. He loses to a first-year coach.
Oh, man. Has a first-year coach ever?
Yeah. First-year coach is actually. Oh, yeah,
okay. Well, Steve Fisher won 6 games.
But he didn't win the championship, right?
No, he did.
He came in. He took over.
That's the famous Michigan man.
89, Glenn Rice.
Yeah. Ramil Robinson, they beat him.
Yeah. Hank, I mean, you've been kind of silent. What do you think about the game?
It was a bad game. The girls behind us were great. They were in your ear.
You keep talking about these girls. Why do you keep talking about these ladies behind you?
The girls behind us were saying,
she's not going to fuck you, bro.
Duke. Every time they go, let's go Duke.
Like, we had nice seats and we had some obnoxious. I would never say obnoxious about fellow Duke fans, but they were loud and.
Yeah, were they girls?
They were girls, but it was more like they were. It was like I was next to Big Cat, and then I had backup next to me. I felt like we were all like together, just chirping Big Cat. He was dead silent.
I didn't say a fucking word. I was at work.
This kid, he's been talking for an hour, and now, but like the whole game, he said more in the past 7 minutes than the entire game. And then after the Caleb love three, everything changed.
He's a baller.
And those two free throws.
Do you guys notice that the rims and the shoes were way squeakier tonight? Like,
yeah, the rims.
They had a microphone on the rim. Yeah. They had a microphone on the rim.
Yeah, everything
for sure.
Was magnified.
The shit was clanging. The clangs were clanging.
It was just a great night.
So
for ball.
All right, so I guess we should wrap this up. Yeah, Bubba's saying that. I had a great time.
It was awesome.
Yeah, there we go, Jake. Yeah.
It was so cool.
Way to go, Jake.
Not even just like the result, just like the experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the result helped.
Right.
The result
it was a night we'll remember forever.
Forever.
Yeah. Forever.
I tweeted at the final media, everyone, for the next 3:35 of basketball time, you will remember what happened for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I laughed about that one.
Just the fact. Jake, honestly, I think my favorite part of tonight, the whole experience of the Final Four, was getting to watch Jake watch it for the first time as like a life goal to be covering it as a journalist. I'm very proud of you, Jake.
Oh, thank
and
you
and the best part was he was on press row. It's like he doesn't have a column. He was just tweeting.
Yeah, no deadlines for this one.
Yeah, it was like, what's Jake doing over there? He's just tweeting.
Yeah. And I got some interviews.
Yeah, no, you did. Yeah, but like during the game, it was just very funny. Like all those guys are stressing about like what they're gonna write. It's like you just gotta tweet.
Yeah. New age.
Yeah. All right, Hank, why don't you end it? Why don't you tell us what you think? What do you think about the game? What do you think about the game?
I got
it's over. Nothing? Cat got your tongue?
It's just tough. It's tough. It's very tough. Any other team with Carolina, I think I could spin it. I don't really know what to say.
You can't spin this.
There's literally no out. If it was Kansas, if it was Villanova, if it was any other blue blood, Kentucky.
Yep.
Like literally any other team, any other blue blood.
Can't get out of this.
You could, you could spin it. Michigan State.
His legacy is trash.
It's trash. It's his legacy's in a garbage can.
I don't like. Yeah.
It's yeah.
Big Cat could go. Let's hear from Hank. 100
I will stay here forever. I will stay here forever. It's. I want to save this moment.
I do think we should let Hank have the final word, though.
Yeah. Well, actually, what'd you think about the game, Hank?
Make your free throws. That's it. Yeah. If you want my word, my one takeaway. If you're a kid, maybe you're an up and comer. You're a 4 or 5-star recruit. And you want to know some advice? Make your free throws.
Yeah.
Fucking free throws.
All right, that's a time capsule. Okay, let's do some who's back, and then we will get to Stanford Steve and Mark Titus, our wing date, our long-awaited wing date. Hank, would you like to start with your who's back?
Sure.
Okay.
I have a few.
Oh,
great.
Hezbollah.
Yep.
Shout out to Sunday Conversation. Hezbollah, I feel like everyone kind of has seen his videos, doesn't know a lot about him. Caleb put out a video little backstory, funny, serious.
Mm-hmm. I want to start the bandwagon supporting Hezbollah for the 2022 Secretary of the Interior of Dagestan.
Yeah.
He says he wants to run for that position. I say let him have it. Basically, his entire profile is like you shouldn't have to have a license plate to drive a car.
It was tinted windows except for the back.
Not the back, not the back.
And no speed limit on the highways, lower speed limit in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds sick.
It's great. Yeah. Yeah.
And then I'm actually now racking my brain to remember if we talked about this the other day, Dan Snyder.
Yes.
We did.
Well, no, we didn't talk about it. But
okay, he's back.
Major.
I know
major
we were
news.
Talking about it. Sometimes when we're together so much and we're like drinking and stuff, I forget what was conversations on the
Coach
show.
K?
Yes, we have, and you probably will.
You're
again
right.
For,
sometimes we're together so much we don't know.
We haven't talked to Stanford Steve mm-hmm. yet, and that's going to be like another hour. So
yep,
can't wait for that to come up.
But Hank is right. Like the day that Dan Snyder, Lord willing, either dies painfully or has to sell the Washington football team.
He was cooking the books. He was just doing double books.
So there's
kind of respectful.
You know who else had two books?
Who? Obama.
God.
Oh.
The Bible.
Part one and two.
Yeah. No, apparently he was either cooking the books in terms of how he was using it to file for like some of his debt or some of his loans he was getting, had two separate books, or this is the more explosive charge that got put out last night that Congress is looking into. Apparently, Dan Snyder was withholding ticket money from the other NFL owners. They put it into a pool. They put like 40% of their ticket gate into a pool, then redistribute it. Apparently, Snyder was lying about how much money he was getting in his gate, so he was actively stealing from the other owners. And like, here's basically how the NFL works. You can have like active sexual harassment charges against 40 former employees. You can probably own a sweatshop, but if you steal $1 million from Jed York, they want to kill you. And so it looks like if anything's going to happen, this would be what could bring Dan Snyder down. And I'm telling you, I will throw a fucking parade through the streets of anywhere. I'll have a parade. Location to be determined. If Dan Snyder sells the team or dies,
Winslow, Arizona,
I am having a fucking party, and it will be the best. It will be better than a Super Bowl for me.
Love it.
At that day. I cannot wait. I hope it's going to happen. Florio just texted me a second ago and was like, we're as close as we've ever been to him getting to sell the team. It's like the doomsday clock, but it's also like the arrow paradox.
He's always on top of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Florio's never been wrong.
Schrodinger's Snyder at this point. Like, he's dead. He's alive, but he's about to die. I can't wait.
Yeah. I mean, is that it?
Thad Mott is back. Which yes. I don't. What's the controversy around him? People were like surprised.
I don't think it's controversy.
He had health issues at the end of Ohio State.
I didn't know if it was like, I saw the reaction. People were like, I can't believe he's back.
But
I didn't know if it was because he got
the list
busted.
Of the Big East coaches now.
Oh, give it to us, Jake.
So much fun.
Yeah.
Is it right. Wild?
Rank him, Jake.
Well, you have Coach of the Year, Ed Cooley.
Yeah. Saw him, by the way. He's awesome.
Did too, yep.
Such a nice guy. He said, I made his Final Four, which I don't believe, but for him to say that. Feels good.
Oh, he told me the same thing. I saw him. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, you made my Final Four.
Love it.
And then I saw he saw an old lady. He's like, you made my Final Four. So he just kept on saying that.
These 11 coaches are in the list I tweeted, so I guess they could be my rankings. Just the names that came to my head: Jay Wright, Ed Cooley, Dan Hurley, Sean Miller, new Shaka Smart, Patrick Ewing, big name, but yeah,
whoa,
big name. They stink. They didn't win a game.
They stink.
Yeah. Shaheen Holloway,
spicy right now. Jake is
friend of the
cooking
program.
Us.
I like it.
Thad Mata, new, and then Mike Anderson, St. John's, and then Greg McDermott and Tony Stubblefield. So
got it.
Roster. Mm-hmm.
Not
that
bad.
Is pretty good.
The beast is back.
Yeah, yeah. So exciting. Thad Mata's back.
So he was the AD at Indiana, right?
No, he was just on the staff at Indiana.
He's like a behind the scenes guy.
Okay,
yeah.
He wasn't on.
He
the
was
bench.
Like recruit. He like helped with recruiting and stuff. I mean, he's a good coach. He's had a lot of success. We'll see how he does. But, I agree with you, Jake. It's going to be – like the fact that there was three openings at the Big East this year and those three got filled by Sean Miller, Thad Mata, and Shaheen Holloway is pretty something.
I do like it when the Big East has, like, that allure of great coaches.
Mm-hmm.
It's always – it's kind of like a throwback to the old days where it's like, okay, these coaches, I could actually see them, like, getting into fights with each other, which I love.
Yes. All right, your who's back, PFT?
My who's back is – the course at Augusta National, Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh, my God.
Tough look over the weekend, admittedly. Our two recurring guests on the podcast, longtime stoolies, Bryson DeChambeau and Dude Perfect, got together and they did their little weirdo Calvin Ball sport where they go out on the golf course and just bring every piece of sporting equipment that they have.
Yep.
I don't really understand the rules.
Not just any golf course, though.
But they went to Augusta.
Amen's Corner.
So there are people saying it's a tough look for the course. I agree. However, I also think that this is going to be motivating for the course. Like, the groundskeepers have gotten dragged this past weekend for letting those goofballs essentially take a piss on God's grass. And so they're going to, you know what's going to happen? The course is going to show its teeth.
Yeah.
They're going to put some fucked up pin placements. They're going to grow the rough out a little bit. I think it's going to be a fucked up course this week. I'm excited for it.
Now, I understand golf fans being disgusted by this because obviously Augusta...
There's nothing sacred.
Here's the thing. Augusta is stuck now because their entire MO forever has been exclusivity, sacred, once a year, incredible.
No women.
Yeah, no women, right. All this stuff, right? And so that's what has made it special, especially the no women part, like mm-hmm. dudes only, guys. Yeah. So, by the way, Glennie Balls, Phil Leotardo has a book that we gotta do a book reading of. It's how to be a man's man by a guy.
Yeah.
It's a great book, but finally. That's neither here nor there. So they've had this entire history of this exclusivity. Now, like, we're in a different age. They're trying to figure out a way to get new fans. So they have to, like, start doing new things. And you get this. You get Dude Perfect. You get Bryson DeChambeau. It was one of those things, though, when it came out, I screenshotted some tweets because I was just laughing so hard. Because, again, I actually am on the side of golf hardos that, like, if you say that exclusivity is your thing and it's sacred, you can't have this. But some people's reactions.
I think Augusta should be the one place that you should be able to be a dick about being exclusive there. It's kind of nice to have this one prestigious spot that has completely arbitrary rules that make no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, like you can't even bring cell phones to the Masters.
I love it. I don't know why I love it. I just do. It's like
you can fucking then, Dude Perfect
they're trying
and
to do
fucking
both.
Do Frisbee
yeah.
golf
do both.
On,
yeah,
on Amen's Corner.
The way that they usually act is saying like, fuck you, it's a privilege for us to let you into this place. You should be thanking us, kissing our feet to get in. But at the same time, you can't also be like, hey, we took 5 TikTok stars and dropped them out of an airplane onto the 13th fairway, and they're going to go out there and make content for an afternoon. You can't do it both ways.
Yeah, so I screenshotted some reactions because I just thought they were very funny. One said, shouldn't be done at Augusta. Honestly stunned this got approved. That's totally normal, whatever. Shocking and disgusting stuff from Augusta National. Can't believe what I'm seeing. Another person said, I feel sick seeing this on sacred grounds. And then the last one I saw was, I watched both my parents die. This is the worst thing I've ever seen. I'll never recover. That was actually from our colleague Kirk Minahan, which I got a good chuckle of. But I understand there are golf fans who this is the worst day of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Watching that happen.
Welcome to our army. We've been fighting a two-front battle against Dudes Perfect and Bryson DeChambeau for the last 4 years on this podcast. So, listen, I'm happy to have all the haters aboard. I think we've got a good track record on this podcast of using our hate for good causes.
Yep.
So let's unite.
Coach K.
We killed Coach K. Next up is the Dude Perfect guys. I do think, though, that the course will have its vengeance. The course is angry. You've angered the course. The golf gods, the marketing team at Augusta is the one that is responsible for this. The actual groundskeepers are going to do Michael Jordan meme. I took that personally.
You know what, though? It's just popped in my head, and we have our good friend Max Homa on next Wednesday to preview the Masters. Now that the Masters have been completely tarnished and it's a Mickey Mouse course, who's better to win it than Max Homa?
That's true.
It's kind of his championship to win now.
That's very, very true.
Yeah. Like, he's the king of the Fortnite, PlayStation 5, Mickey Mouse trophies. Mm-hmm.
You know what? Yeah.
He's probably going to ask for his
he's a double
green,
champion.
Yeah, he's going to ask for his green jacket and, like, in pink or something.
So, I'm excited to watch Max. I forget what I was going to say. I had some other fun fact about Augusta that I read earlier this week about how it's... Oh, well, really, the last that we saw of the true course, when Matsuyama's caddy bowed to the course.
Yes.
At the end, that was really the end of Augusta as we know it.
That was it. It was over. All right, my who's back is LeBron because... This is just so I know that like people have gone in and out of watching the Lakers and being like, why are we talking this much about a team that's not in the playoffs? it's just great to watch. There were the Friday night game against the Pelicans when he did an April Fool's joke in the middle of the day where he's like, I'm out till the fall. I'm out for the rest of the season. See you all in the fall. And then he airballs a three to try to win that game. They need every game. It's also great because his tweet's coming back and everyone's retweeting it over and over. I think he actually deleted it when he said, keep talking about my squad, our personnel ages, the way he plays, he stays injured, we're past our time in this league, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Do me one favor, please, and I mean please, keep that same narrative energy when it begins. That's all I ask. Hashtag thank you, King's Crown. And we are keeping that same energy, and it is great.
I don't want to keep that same energy. I don't want to keep remembering that, but he asked me to.
He did.
And so, far be it for me to disobey one of LeBron James' orders.
I mean, we are his. He is the king, and we are his peasants.
He is the greatest athlete that the world has seen, and we serve him.
Yeah. He didn't play today either, so, which...
20 teams in the NBA make the playoffs, which is crazy.
Yeah.
And he's not going
to
be one of them.
And I really want them to make the playoffs because I want them to lose. I would like them to get swept in the playoffs. That would be fun.
I've almost reached the point where I feel bad for LeBron.
No. Never.
I feel a little bit bad for the guy.
We're making a hate card for LeBron. I'm addicted to the hate card game. Just passing him out.
Well, one thing people don't remember is when he pulled his penis out on television.
I remember. I saw it. I saw it in 4K. Actually, I don't think 4K was around then. Thank God. Mm. All right, Jake, your who's back.
My who's back of the week is pain for Mets fans. The season has not started yet.
Let me guess. Jacob DeGrom.
And?
Max Scherzer.
They're both hurt.
Oh.
That's tough. It's almost funny how
they had an unbelievable offseason.
By the way.
Yeah, I mean, that's the Mets.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
By the way, who's back? The Yankees. Because as Brian Cashman said, he doesn't like when people say they haven't been to the World Series since 2009 because in 2017 the Astros stole it from him. So please respect that the Yankees did go to the World Series that year.
Yeah, can you imagine? Like, the Yankees probably would have played really well and won several World Series if they had cheated.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't. They're too classy.
When is that report
And they would
out?
Never. Well, I think they're unredacting the letter pretty soon. And I don't know what's going to be on it. I just know that anytime something that gets unredacted, I'm there for it. I love reading unredacted information.
No defense on that it feels like you're Edward novel. Snowden. Yeah.
What's his name? Jack Ryan.
Yes.
Poor Mets fans. This is tough.
All right. That's good. Who's back?
Thanks.
How we doing, guys? We good as a podcast?
Hank? Hank, what are your thoughts?
Can't wait for Wings.
What do you think about Coach K?
Sad. I wish he... It's tough. 50-50 is tough.
50-50 is tough. He was an average 51, coach.
51-49.
He was an average coach with great players.
Beat the rivals.
Hey,
championship wouldn't have mattered, truthfully, if they won or lost that.
Oh, you mean that was your championship?
Yeah, that was.
How many games do they have to beat North Carolina?
And he's coming back, by the way. This
to be a race. I was talking with Marty on Bench Mob. Like, if Duke wins every game the next decade... In the regular season, I don't know how much.
Yeah, they have to meet again in the fucking Final Four. Is that going to happen?
Right.
Probably not.
I agree with Hank though. I do think that Coach K, there's a good chance that we haven't seen the last of him.
I'm rooting for him. I'm rooting for him to come back all the way because it would be such a great moment of like there. I think there's a lot of people who realize how big of a dick he is. Then there's Duke fans, but if he comes back, like
you're just making that up.
No, there's a lot of people.
There's a lot.
There's at least 500 because I passed out 500 cards in Bourbon Street this weekend. But if he comes back, people will like double down and be like, oh my God. I'll just have to.
Good for the sport.
I might have to take a sabbatical and just commit my life to following him around on his second retirement.
Did you guys hear this question that was asked to him after the game?
We're not going to talk about Duke anymore, though.
But no, wait, just listen. Thank you. Listen. Here we go.
I know I'm speaking for all of college basketball, but thank you for everything you've done.
The best is when Coach K says, "You're welcome for everything I've done for the sport of college basketball."
Oh my God! Yeah, you're welcome. All right, let's get to Titus and Stanford Steve, the long-awaited wing date, live from Fat Harry. Shout out Fat Harry's.
Before we do, I want to talk to you about Venmo. I don't know who's paying for this meal, but the rest of us, we're going to Venmo it. You know what? Let's make Stanford Steve pay for it.
I feel
like Steve, it's his turn. He's due to pick up the check. I will Venmo him back. That's a promise. We'll let him get the points. Send him a Venmo later. This basketball season, we teamed up with Venmo to give out $100,000 to AWLs. All you have to do is send a payment for any amount. Even a penny is fine. and include a hashtag PMT in the payment note. You do that and you could win up to $500 from Venmo. Last chance to win up to $500. So take a screenshot, include the hashtag, hashtag PMT. Show us a screenshot, but all you have to do is send a payment for any amount and include hashtag PMT in the payment note. Do that, and we're giving away up to $500. It's your last chance. When you win money, screenshot your winnings, post it to Twitter, Instagram, and tag us. Part of my take, please tag us. We use Venmo all the time. It's the easiest way to pay friends back. Win up to $500 when you include hashtag PMT in all Venmo payments. Make sure to post it on Instagram and Twitter for us to see. We love you guys. We want to get you guys paid. We love Venmo, and they are working to give away money directly to you. Now we're going to get back to our wing date with Stanford Steve and Mark Titus. And now our wing date with Stanford Steve and Mark Titus.
Okay, we are here at Fat Harry's in New Orleans. The famous wing date has happened. It's Titus, Stanford Steve, PFT, Hank, myself. I mean, we got to start with Titus. It was the first time he's ever had buffalo wings.
I was just going to say, look at the fulfillment in his face, BFT.
He looks good. He looks like a man.
You
this
can
is
tell,
a...
like, he really? Just finished, like, a marathon or something. Yeah. Like, I can just see it in your face.
First
like,
time.
I did
ever.
It. I
first
did
time
it.
Ever I've ever had wings. Ever chi- ever chicken of any kind.
So how what, it's, it is, Jim Harbaugh did teach us, it's a nervous
all right,
bird.
So I'm going to, as I've explained on the show a million times, it wasn't the chicken. It was the scene around the chicken. That is the... I mean, look at this. If you're watching, I mean...
It's amazing.
Look at,
what do you mean?
Look at these alphas.
You feel at home.
Just, you know,
I mean,
setting
Stanford
up shop
Steve
here.
Does look like an alpha right now.
He really
so
does,
he's
dude.
Wearing a throwback bird, short sleeve, warm-up. He looks like a guy from Boston he in looks like unbelievable. 1990 that's named Johnny McGloin.
He's wearing it.
He's in weekend jail.
Yeah.
That they let him out Monday through Friday for attempted stabbing.
Yeah. I got an uncle named Sully.
Sully, yeah, he's doing it to cheer up Hank.
I did.
Because his Duke, we promised we wouldn't talk too much about Duke, but his Duke Blue Devils did lose. Hank, I keep saying that. We've done nothing but Coach K content for a week and a half.
You're going to be covering the MLB All-Star Game this summer and be like, Hank.
Hey, remember the time Coach K lost to UNC? But no, we're here. Fat Harry's, unbelievable establishment. Oh. Nicest people. The owner was back here telling us a story. They've been running this place since the 70s. And unbelievable wings.
Very so great good. Wings. Yeah. And I think that's just what I want to drive home is that coming to a place, getting a text from the two of you that say, meet at Fat Harry's and we're going to house wings. Again, like I can't stress enough. Like that picture is what is the chicken
is this
itself.
What, is this what you thought it was going to be?
It was.
Up to expectation.
It was just like. Like for me, it was like I wasn't worried about the chicken. I was worried about everything. It's like the Final Four of like the game. It's when the game starts, I'm right. good. It's the hype around the
before.
Game.
But wasn't the conversation like we talked about? You know, could Nick Saban win a national title at
yes.
Purdue?
Yes.
Could LeBron take Dartmouth to a Final
Gino,
Four?
Is Gino Auriemma a coward for never like coaching men's basketball?
Yeah, these are normal conversations that we have around wings.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
good stuff.
Yeah. So, like, I settled in. I really did. It took me a while, but I settled in.
It was weird when you tried to kiss Jake before we started. I was like, "What, dude, this isn't custom." I was like, what are you doing here? He's like, oh, I thought we all kissed.
I will say my hands are very sticky.
No.
He was looking around. He was trying to get the wing.
Any wipes?
Ideally.
Yeah. Yeah, you got wipes.
Yeah. I thought they'd have latex gloves for us to wear.
Hank, you got a wipe sponsor?
Dude wipes.
It was Dude wipes. There we go.
Yeah. He's going to go to the fucking emergency care. Being like, what's going on with my hands?
Sticky hands.
You're going to want to wash those before you pee.
Also, my mouth got a lot of sauce around the mouth to where, like, when I wiped the sauce, I felt like I was wiping my makeup off as I was wiping the sauce, which...
I was going to say, he's going to get back to that salon in L.A.,
yes.
and they're going to be like, what did you do with your hands?
Yes.
Where did you go?
You're never leaving the state.
We don't have wings in L.A. That's what I think. Like a lot of people are killing me for it. They're not wings.
No, they don't exist. All right, so we're here at Final Four.
Yeah.
What do we want to talk about? I mean, Duke, Coach K, Stanford Steve.
Should we give Hank the floor?
Well, the lasting image I had.
People at this point of the podcast have heard us talk about this seven times.
In like different, like sober,
last
drunk,
night.
Hot.
I haven't heard.
Like reverse, forward.
I haven't heard yet.
Yeah.
What, right, well, yeah,
what happened?
Let's have,
I missed the
let's
game.
Have Tyson Stanford Steve give us your breakdown. What do you think was the most disappointing aspect of what happened to Duke and Coach K last night?
And just to set the stage, I saw Stanford Steve at halftime, and he looked at me, he winked at me, and he goes, Duke's got this.
Don't listen to a word he's saying right now. Because I walked right up to him, I said, great job by you all week politicking about Coach K, and look at the whistle Duke got.
Yeah, oh,
and what, I
a Duke
that.
Fan
I
complaining about the whistle. Isn't that beautiful?
I mean, come on.
There was some crazy crazy calls.
Thought it was a fair whistle last night.
Your man, it was not anything, it was against you.
Like, Big Cup fouled out.
Your man, Coach K, said it was a foul.
Yeah.
When they asked him about it, he goes,
I'm not talking about Coach K right now, I'm talking about you guys.
It was a foul.
I love the two fans are complaining about whistles.
Yeah, yeah.
So don't run away from the question. What was the most disappointing part
Duke
of the night?
Duke not winning.
Just in general, like what was it? Wasn't Coach K's timeout management?
No,
it wasn't. Yeah. How he took the entire scene for himself after the game.
Theo John gets thrown under the bus.
Yep,
it wasn't that.
Mark Williams gets thrown under the bus. Big legacy tarnished.
Mark Williams deserves to be underneath that bus.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Oh wow.
Someone's got to take accountability.
Wow. Yep.
Missed free throws.
He shouldn't have been in the game. Whose fault was that?
Yep.
Who
was actually the ref's fault for not calling more fouls against Duke?
That's true.
When did we start with the stools? Why do they have to sit on the stools up there? I think that affects Coach K.
It was very weird.
He liked it in 15, though. You were there. You saw it. Remember?
Oh, you motherfucker.
Remember?
Good boy.
You motherfucker.
I think that was
good
the first
point.
Year.
Yeah.
Was that the first year of stools? Yeah.
He looks like a sad little guard.
Is that what
bring that cool, bring that cool sweatshirt to this year, to this Final Four?
Oh, here we go. I love this. Let's go. Listen, I'm a loser. Yep. You walk around, you and Hank walk around as winners.
I'm a New York Mets
fan. No, you walk around
born
as winners.
Loser. I know things.
I'm a loser. You guys are winners. When you lose, you got to understand the world is going to shit down your throat.
I expected them to lose.
No, you didn't. You said at halftime. You said
you're a liar. You're a liar. These cameras weren't there at halftime.
Steve, I have this question for you. In all seriousness, does this ruin the Carolina-Duke rivalry? Because I don't think Duke can ever get this back. Like, Duke can never get the power back.
I
ever.
Think it does, but it definitely it ruins it a little bit. It does because, like, North Carolina is now unquestionably the winner of this rivalry against Coach K. The only way they can get it back is if Duke, if they get, like, really, really shitty for like 5 years. If they stop winning altogether, maybe they go to a couple NITs and actually play in them. I think that at that point, when Duke makes their comeback, then people will be like, scrappy little Duke.
Yeah.
Look at little brother clawing their way back to the top.
I mean, Hank, I'll say this. Like, being guys that have been invested in this rivalry for so many years, and you guys just jumping in the last year or so.
Yeah, I'm 1-0. I'm 1-0 in the tournament with UNC.
Good. Yeah. Go get your sweatshirt.
Probably doesn't even
get
fit
your
anymore.
Fucking shine box.
No, I mean it's, definitely it's doesn't not. Fit. I mean, that was a low blow.
Seriously, if you've been there, like it's incredible. I mean, you guys were in there last night. There's nothing like it.
It was incredible.
I do want to ask this, Steve, because you do say, and you go to like pretty much, you know, you've been to every college campus. You go to all these sporting events. You said the Final Four is your favorite.
Yes.
Why?
Just because being selfish as a sports fan, I get three games.
Yeah.
I have a sneaky, very underrated day of the year.
Today.
Some
wing day.
Today.
Yes, I agree with that.
Are we locking this in, by the way?
Standing day.
Are we saving this for later?
We adjusted the rules for you, but it's usually tomorrow, but we didn't want to interrupt your greatest day of the year.
Right.
Okay, so that, I mean, it was a humble part.
I'm just honored to be part of it. Like, your actual day of the year is today. You're saying
I was just saying sneaky.
No, you're right. Yeah, because it's like, it's also like half of the town that you're in clears out.
Yep.
Because it's the shifting of fans. Because then more fans will be here on Monday. But it's like you're in a city. You don't think so?
No.
You don't think there'll be?
No, there are more fans.
No, UNC and Kansas fans will show up.
They'll show
on Monday.
Up. But I don't think it's going to be as big a crowd as it was yesterday.
But you see what I'm saying. Like, when you come to the Final Four, Friday, Saturday, it's packed because you got all four schools. Sunday is a travel day. Whoever loses leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, whoever stayed, fans come in.
Gotcha.
So it's like a nice, like, you know, the lines aren't as long. So I'm agreeing with you. Sunday's the best.
Yeah, it's real. I'll never forget. One of the first one I went to was 99. Duke lost to UConn.
Oh,
St. Petersburg was like, they did play a Final Four in the trap.
Tampa,
they played it.
I was there.
Yes, they were. Yeah. Scooney Penn lost his jersey.
Yeah.
Scooney Penn, all-time name.
Had to wear 35 with no name on the back. That was insane because, like, warm weather, beach, like, people didn't know. Like, UConn fans had no idea what to do.
Right.
No idea what to do on Sunday. And it was just a debacle. So Ybor City was out of
cigars,
unbelievable
strip clubs.
But like you just, and now this place, there's nothing like it. Mm-hmm. And to have four, are we agreeing four Blue Bloods?
I think Villanova's got like they're part Blue Blood. They've got like a few drops.
Titus is getting.
Let's ask the expert.
Here's, all right, Brent, let me just say before
that's a nervous tick. Before
he does it, Titus, credit to him. He and Tate have had this debate like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So he's upset that everyone else is now coming up.
Yeah, I haven't locked in. I have. I think there are very clearly 11.5 Blue Bloods, and it is. You start at the top with the Carolinas and the Duke. And the Kentucky and the Kansas.
Okay.
I think UCLA gets in. I think Indiana, if you look up the definition of blue blood.
Yep.
Inbred.
Agreed.
Yes, Indiana qualifies.
Yes.
I think that counts.
Where'd you grow up?
Who cares? Why are people fat? Like, you don't
I
do
just
this
want with, like, if they No. I want to make sure they know where you're from.
I'm curious why is college basketball the only, like, no other sport does anybody talk about, like, blue blood. Like, does college football
do this? You
didn't
finish
the list. Does college football do this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who are the college football blue bloods?
Alabama.
Yeah.
That's it. There's one.
No. No. It's Alabama. It's Ohio State. It's USC. It's Texas. Notre Dame.
I would say Michigan.
Texas on the edge.
I would say
Notre Dame's in there. Yeah. Michigan's probably in there.
But if you have more than five on the list, doesn't it feel a little ridiculous
LSU?
To like make the list?
Derek's like, what the fuck?
Well,
LSU.
I don't know if you can say, like, blue blood LSU. I love LSU.
LSU is too drunk to be a blue blood. They show up and they just wreck shit every 10 years.
The problem with blue bloods in college basketball, too, is all the blue bloods are literally blue.
Yeah, that's where
it like warps
me.
Your brain. And that's where Indiana gets butted. And that's why I get upset about it. Because, like, as a guy who grew up in Indiana, I see through it. I'm like, oh, you guys all are simple-minded. That's all it is. You're not actually looking at the numbers. You're looking at literally the colors. And
yeah,
it's
correct.
Stupid. That's dumb.
But that's kind of the
so that's
beauty
why
of
that's why Villanova and UConn win a few titles, and everyone says they're blue bloods. Throw them in there. If Villanova had been Oregon State's colors, nobody's making that argument.
Would you say that?
That's a fact. That's a fact.
All right.
That's a fact.
Would you say that Buffalo wings are blue blood snack? I think they are. That's what we should. Instead of Mount Rushmore, we should just do blue bloods.
But yeah, no, Villanova.
How many, though? How many blue bloods?
Don't tell SVP that.
Villanova
is. Sticky fingers when it comes to segments.
They are blue blood.
Yeah, they won one in 85. See,
they have
more
the 85.
Of a blue blood than UConn.
Yep.
I will give them
they
even
got the
though UConn has more titles. They have the history. They have the.
Here's what I say to anyone who's like, Villanova's not blue blood. It's like, dude, eventually you have to prove it at some point. Duke wasn't a blue blood in, what, 1985?
Is Duke a blue blood? Are they now?
Good question. It's something that we have.
No.
To
what else did you guys want to get to?
I mean, if you think about it, it's
hold on.
My boy, I've lost my voice. Is Duke a blue blood, or are they a program that had one good coach?
Oh,
good question.
Ooh.
Are you counting like
John Shire? Me?
Yeah, yeah.
What about Pete Godet?
I'm talking about Vic Bubas, who his name is literally Vic Bubas, who went to the Final Four.
It would be impossible to hate a coach right now named Vic Bubas.
Way back in the day, yeah.
Yeah.
It makes you think. I don't know. Like you take away everything. Take away the Coach K era. What has Duke done? Mm-hmm.
That's true. That's a fact.
We're gonna get back to the wing date in a second, but before we do, I want to talk to you about Helix mattresses. Changed my life, actually, when I started sleeping on a Helix mattress. I was sleeping on a mattress that was too soft. My back was getting all screwed up. Turns out that soft mattress is not always the best for everybody. Just like a firm mattress might not be the best for every person's body type and sleeping preferences. And Helix changed my life. I'm pain-free. I can get around. And it's thanks to my new Helix mattress. With Helix, you're getting a mattress that you know is going to be perfect for the way that you sleep. Helix Sleep has a quiz that takes just 2 minutes to complete, and it matches your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. Everyone's unique. Helix knows that, so they have several different mattress models to choose from. Soft, medium, firm. They've got mattresses that are great for cooling you down if you sleep hot. I'm a hot sleeper. I love the cooling properties of the Helix mattress. Makes it a lot easier to fall asleep at night, much more comfortable waking up. Mattresses great for spine alignment to prevent morning aches and pains, and even a Helix Plus mattress for plus-size sleepers. I took the Helix quiz. They hooked me up. It's great. I guarantee you will like it. They've got one of the best warranties in the business. Just go to helixsleep.com/PMT and take their 2-minute sleep quiz. It'll change your life. You'll have the best sleep of your life, and they've got that 10-year warranty. Try it out for 100 nights risk-free.
They even pick it up for you if you don't love it, and they have financing options. Flexible payment plans, so a great night's sleep is never far away. $200 off is what we're offering you right now. $200 off mattress orders and two free pillows. Those things can get expensive. You're going to get two free pillows and $200 off all mattress orders when you go to helixsleep.com/PMT. Make sure that they know that we sent you. Go to helixsleep.com/PMT. Now back to the wing date.
Really, really good
titles without Bob Knight.
It's right. A discussion that right. No one's having, but I think it's important.
If you stopped college basketball in 1990, Indiana is probably one of the best programs.
Yes.
NC State.
NC State.
UConn has had several. Kevin Ollie. You go down the list.
Mike, great closer coach. To your mouth.
What's up?
Keep your mic closer to your mouth.
Oh, okay. It's been a long week.
How's everybody's voice feeling? I don't know. You guys are professional podcasters. Yeah. Like, I don't know how you do it, talking this much. Like, I'm everything. Anybody have remedies?
Yeah, no.
The trick is like eventually on a week like this, where you just talk so much, you just kind of lose track, and the words just pour out of your mouth, and you just check off. Okay, I've been talking for 30 seconds now, so. Done with that segment.
Yeah, you got to just basically not talk for 2 days. But PFT, he's not wearing his hat now. He's got a pretty cool hat he's been wearing. But on day one, we got here, and he and Rudy and Hank went, and they got hats. And I was talking to Rudy. I was like, what's up with the hat? He goes, it's a vacation hat. Mm-hmm. And I was like, we're not on vacation.
No.
And he's like, what?
Trip.
No, he's like, New Orleans, PFT though. Kept on saying vacation hat.
Yeah, no.
New Orleans is just a vacation city.
The word vacation I'm using in a very liberal sense here, but I don't need you policing vacation hats on me. You kind of are.
Yes. Your hat looked cool. Preach. I just said it looked cool. Preach. I said your hat looked cool.
You came hatless here?
Well, I'm
because he wore his on the plane, right?
I brought hats on the plane, but when I go out of town, if I'm in a new city, if I'm on a work trip, which is fun, a lot of times I'll get a fun vacation hat.
Yeah, it's like girls when they do the bachelorette party, and they wear the shirts that all say the same thing, and they walk
with
around.
With the wine sayings, like Hakuna Moscato.
I saw two of those last night on Bourbon Street. Do you think they knew it was a Final Four weekend? Bachelorette party?
No.
I saw a wedding last night.
No.
I saw like at the bar at 1 a.m. there is the bride and groom. They were taking pictures outside of one of the bars.
It was like the NFL draft in Nashville a couple years ago. You remember that with the bachelor?
Yeah, they got mad.
Yeah, they were so mad. That was my favorite meme of that year.
That's our guy Mincy, who I love. Salt of the Earth, King of the South.
Yep.
Hogs for the Cause, great cause. If you haven't donated, go donate. But Mincy was like, I can't believe Dave and Dan are at Hogs for the Cause, and it was like, we're here for the Final Four. if the Final Four was anywhere else, we wouldn't be at Hogs for the Cause. I had a great time. It was a lot of fun. But it was just like, the Final Four was the event this weekend. Yeah.
I have a question for Hank. Have you given any thought to this being a great opportunity for you to just completely shift your college basketball fandom? Have you thought about like...
No, because honestly... Like,
maybe just flush it. Maybe just let it go.
That's a good question.
And find a new team. Like maybe this is a bit on the show where you're like, I'm available. I'm a free agent. Somebody find...
No, I think sports goes back to being a kid. And when I was a little kid, I was a huge Duke fan. And honestly, as I got older and I kind of, you know, me and Big Cat were laughing about it, seeing the other Duke fans and maybe me not identifying with them on a personal level. But that was like,
these
Duke fans, they were the nerdiest kids ever.
Great
and
guys.
I was like, Hank,
great
there guys. Go your people. And he's like,
Hank, do you own the horns that light up? The blue
I don't.
Horns?
So,
I but, like do you know that yeah, every time we touch hand motions or?
Again, I was also saying that's a tough song to be a rallying song. It was like a big song in 2000. Either way, I was a huge fan when I was a kid. I never went to a real college. That's always going to be the college I root for.
Wait, you did?
No matter what.
What was it called?
Boston University Center for Digital Imaging Arts.
That's real.
Later to be unaccredited by Boston University.
Went to a Final Four in 1924.
Are they blue blood?
Yes, blue blood.
Literally a building in Waltham.
No,
How many coaches do they have?
I agree with Hank. I don't think that you can change. I think that like this is your bed that you
I also
made,
love how mad it gets.
And now you have to
like,
lie.
Secretly.
Oh, yeah. No, it's just people so
it's fun
mad.
Because people are like,
yeah,
fuck
all right.
You.
Yeah.
You got to lie. You got to lie. I think the only way that you can ever, because we talk about that from time to time, like, especially with Atlanta Falcons fans, where they're just like, I just want to quit my team. I want to get away from it.
Yeah.
I think you should be allowed to quit your team and find a new one if you the new place that you select, you have to take all of that city's sports teams. You can't just take
okay.
one.
Yeah.
You have to switch your allegiance to like the entire area.
Drew Carey, he changed my thinking on this, because I remember him talking about the Browns one time where he said, if any other business, if you like went to a restaurant and you ordered something, and instead of bringing food, they just like shit on a plate and handed it to you.
It's so true.
Nobody would like fault you if you're like, you know what? I used to be loyal to that restaurant. Yeah. But, like, honestly, for the past 7 years I've gone there, all they do is shit on the plate and hand it to me.
And punch me in the nose.
Like, I'm going to go ahead and not go to this restaurant anymore.
It makes you feel really bad about myself. Yeah.
Why do you keep going? Well, my dad used to eat this shit all the time. And then his grandfather has all these stories about
the shit. Made that point. I was like, that actually checks out. That makes a lot of sense. But also, you kind of can't.
So along those same lines, are Duke fans now, like, will they have to be a little less douchey knowing that they have that Trump card hanging over their head at all times?
Yes.
Because I've heard a lot about it, like, Duke fans being like, we'll never get over this one. But time heals all wounds. Like, if Duke starts next season...
Are you going to let them hear the end of it? No.
Okay, I'm not. But I'm saying, like, if Duke has the number one recruiting class, if they start next year 15-0, are they just as, like... You know what I mean? Has a little bit of their confidence been rattled?
Well, I think the position of Duke fans is that you hate them because you're jealous. When like we've talked about it.
Yeah.
We don't hate them because we're jealous. We hate
a little
them
bit.
They,
yeah.
But there are a lot of good. There are a lot of good college basketball.
Yeah. You could never have gotten in there.
Someone said that. Yeah. A Duke fan actually said that to me. They're like, "You're mad because you couldn't get in there." I'm like, "What? We're doing college insults? I'm 37.
I like the people that say, like, you're not a Duke fan because you wouldn't have what it takes to root for my team. Like,
your
abilities
you couldn't
as
handle
a fan
it.
Is just
But I think their point of view is always that everyone else is jealous. You're just a jealous hater. So now I don't know how you can, if you're a Duke fan, you can honestly believe that people are jealous given what you've gone through. So when if people continue to hate Duke, I don't know how you can rationalize in your brain that, like, this is coming from a point of jealousy.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. People will be nice now.
So I don't think they can be douchey.
No.
I think,
so,
I don't know.
Be nice.
I think it comes from, like, you guys, the Duke haters. Is your hate going to remain the same?
Yes.
No chance.
I agree.
Mine's not. I'm going to be honest. Mine's not. I hate K. I don't hate. But that's
a K card.
That's a K card, though. Damn.
John Shire card is just national champion.
The job's not done. Listen, I won't.
I think what's going to happen is the hate is going to get a lot less until Coach K comes back halfway through next season after John Shire starts out 8-11, and then he comes back to take
My idea is K does, like Undertaker does at WrestleMania, where he only comes back for one match, and it's the North
Barry
Carolina.
Barry Alvarez.
Yeah, Barry Alvarez.
And he punches the guy.
North Carolina at Cameron Indoor Stadium, and he only comes back every year to coach that game until he wins it, and then
he can walk off.
And then he actually retires.
It would be awesome if he just kept losing it, though, over and over.
You're right, though. It's not, the hate won't be the same without K. Like, I've said, like, I still will hate Duke. I'm not going to hate John Shire. I'm going to let it naturally come to me. I'm sure eventually he will – anyone in K's coaching tree will eventually piss me off. But, like, it won't be the same. It won't. I'll miss him. He's a great heel.
All right, I'll give you an example. I'm older than you guys, but the early 90s, Jimmy Johnson, Dallas Cowboys. Whereas if you weren't a fan of that, like, you
hated
that team. I don't hate them as much as I used to.
Yeah. No, you feel bad for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
sort of.
Yeah, no, there's a little bit
like,
oh, the Cowboys,
like,
that's funny.
It was just like, look how good this
team. You're right.
Like,
that's what
they
I'm saying.
They had everything. He beat the system with the draft. He had all the picks. Look at all the Hall of Famers from that
team.
You're
right.
You know, like, that, I'm trying to compare. Like, that's the only thing.
Okay,
I
can to
Yankees,
suck.
Maybe.
Here's the difference, though. Duke does have the number one recruiting class. Like, they're going to keep being good.
Yes.
Yep.
They're not going to have – I'd be shocked if John Shire has, like, if it nosedives. They're going to be good. What do you think? Tell us.
I mean, Michigan had the number one recruiting class this year.
Yeah, John Howard then smushed a guy.
Yeah, you know?
Joe Krabenoff.
I hear you, but I don't know. I don't think you can. I don't think you can say confidently what's going to happen with Duke. And that's what's so interesting is that for the first time we don't know.
Okay,
I really don't think we know. John Shire is my age, so like
have you
idea
ever heard
of
him say I don't know?
Yeah,
I've never heard Titus say I don't.
I would
know.
Put
He's been humbled
ever.
By the well, chicken.
Never have I heard.
What
that
would
out
you
of
put your like if you had to put your life on the line? You said, hey, Titus, if Duke wins one title in the next 10 years, you got to kill yourself.
And
wait, what's the question?
I
if they win zero, you get to live. If they win zero, you get to live.
Okay, I don't take that bet.
Okay.
Yeah. I do not accept those terms.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah.
You don't?
I disagree with that. I find the premise faulty.
Yeah.
It's a pass.
Over half a championship in the next decade for Duke. Life on the line.
I would take the under.
That's how you ask the question.
I would take the under. That's,
yeah, right, now so my brain's going to go down.
I'll bet you our lives.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We get to kill you. We get to kill the loser. Yeah. We get to kill the loser.
We get 10 years.
Because the rationale is this. In 2012, if you would have said a decade for Mark Few to win a title,
I'd say no. Gonzaga plays in a Mickey Mouse conference. Okay. And I would have been right. So you kill yourself. That's how it works.
That would be – I mean,
I think there are so many guys – like, obviously Duke as a program has won a ton of national titles. John Shire, we don't know. He's not proven. And for the idea that, like, you can just step in to a machine that's already built and ride it to a national championship.
UNC's about to.
We I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. So I don't think that's necessarily a given.
I kind of hope, though, that Shire steps into Coach K's shoes and does some of the same stuff that Coach K did. Like, I want – Duke to continue to be the villain. I don't want Shire to step in and to be like a likable guy and to make friends with all the reporters and to be doing TikToks and shit. I don't want Duke to get
just
young.
I want Duke to stay old. He got a fight with Pat Sullivan, John Shire.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I did see that.
Yeah, after the – that's what you're saying.
Yes. Getting a little fire going.
So maybe you're onto something.
I do want that, though. Like, it's important to me to have – certain traditions that are kept alive in sports.
Yeah.
I think Duke just being like a
prickly, you need something to keep the hatred.
I need the bad guy.
All right. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I want to point at somebody and be like, that's – wait, say it. Say
that's, who's the bad guy? That's the bad guy.
That's the bad guy.
Yeah, you never see another bad guy like him. He's the guy.
I think the Duke fans are always going to be nerdy and always – like the camera crazies aren't going away.
They're still bad.
Like they're still going to be
– I saw a dude in a full blue and white – like it was like a – it was like a Spartan uniform, like actual Sparta, like whatever, 3,000 years ago, with like the armor,
very cool,
and like a skirt. He's walking down.
I also think you should stop wearing the rugby shirts.
Dude, what are you doing?
They should not be allowed to wear rugby shirts. Yeah. It's stolen valor.
Yes.
They're the least rugby people in the world.
Good tradition. Have you ever rooted for Duke? In basketball, men's.
I would say the early 2000s, there was a time when I didn't hate Duke. Like 2001 Final Four, they're coming back against Maryland. The Miracle Minute in Kohl Field House. Like watching that, I wasn't necessarily cheering for Duke. I was like, this is pretty cool that they're coming back from down 10 with a minute. In the Final Four, I like that team. There are Duke teams that I like. The 2019 team I actually really like. I like the Zion, RJ Barrett, Cam Reddick. I like those guys. They seem like likable guys.
You called the 2015 title.
The 2015 title.
He did.
Yeah.
Justice Winslow was like one of your favorite players.
Justice Winslow was one of my favorite players.
13 fouls to 6 in the second
half. I argue for Justice Winslow being number one pick. Because,
did Sam Decker play that night?
13 fouls to 6. He got concussed in the game before you, motherfucker. That's very rude.
Yes.
Two air balls. He got concussed.
So I don't think.
I actually asked him that. I was like, dude, like, off the record, were you concussed? He was like, that is the meanest thing you could ever ask someone.
Off the record, were you concussed? So, yeah, I think there's a world where I don't hate Duke moving forward. I just hated Coach K. I really didn't think
Have you ever?
No.
Never.
No. No. Because you were saying to me, like, I'm too – we were too young, you know, 85. You were saying, like, the UNLV game was
91.
One of the greatest upsets
Unbelievable.
Of all time. I was too young for that. Like, I don't remember that.
All-timer.
So I think that, yeah, if I was a little bit older, maybe that changes things because there's definitely something to be said about the tournament you always – find yourself gravitating towards the underdog story, and we just missed the cut to see Duke as an underdog.
See it,
right. Like Duke was by the time I started having memories of March Madness, it was Christian Laettner had already happened or was happening.
But it's
like,
funny how the Duke haters always bring up the year before. They don't remember 91, but they bring up 90 when they got beat by 30 by UNLV.
Yeah, the biggest deficit in the history of the
that they have.
Mike Dunleavy is a guy I love.
Yeah,
I love I love Mike Dunleavy when he's in college. I love him now. I saw Mike Dunleavy. At the
trying to think what Duke
that's a Duke
player
guy I like.
Who's your favorite Duke player?
I'm trying to think.
Chris Duhon, Daniel Ewing,
Wojo,
Sean Dockery.
I wish that Wojo was like a little bit
Shadlick
better.
Randolph,
because I can't
teammate
I can't even muster up hate for Wojo because he was like just not good enough to hate.
Josh McRoberts,
but he was fun to watch.
I didn't hate Trajan Langdon just because it was funny to say that he was from Alaska.
Yeah.
There it is. That's it. That's the nice thing I've ever
and
said
Boozer.
About Duke.
Boozer from Alaska.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the nice thing I can say about Duke. Trajan Langdon was like a nice, fun, like, hey, here, that guy's from Alaska.
What a story.
It's just like, what? Okay. Yeah. They just repeat it all the time on the broadcast.
Cherokee Parks.
Yeah, Cherokee Parks.
Luol Deng.
Yeah, Deng. I love Luol Deng.
We're now doing the
great Deng, Chicago Bowl.
But Luol Deng made Coach K upset by leaving.
Yeah. Well, no, like, first guy that Coach K was like, I will make an exception to my rule because his entire family and all of their friends live in abject poverty halfway around the world. So I understand that it's important to him to make money while he can.
Yes.
But that's what it took for Coach K to break.
Yes,
was
exactly.
Like, do you want his family to die?
And he made him cry first.
Yeah.
He brought Luol Deng's mom into the office and was like, you've disgraced the Duke Blue Devils.
We're now doing the thing, that tweet that says guys will just sit around and just mention athletes. We're literally doing that. We're just like naming players from the 90s. Yeah. Remember Daniel Ewing? Remember him?
The crime dog?
Yeah. Oh, fuck. All right. Then we'll wrap it up. Rowback question. How dare you interrupt the Rowback question?
Is that the Rowback
question? Have you ever gotten products for these guys?
I have gotten Rowback. Shout out Rowback, dude. Hooked it up.
They don't make 4XL.
Remember when you used to say? Wow.
That was from the 2015.
Yeah, okay. Wow.
That was from the 2015. Oh, we're even.
All right, I'm going to the gym.
Oh, my God.
I'll see you guys. Closest gym. Anyone?
New Orleans does have a good way of making you feel like, oh, my God, I need to be on a diet right now.
Yeah. Steve, when was the last time you were in a bar fight?
Mm.
I feel like you could still wreck some shit. Like, don't make Steve angry.
Never.
There's one rule. Get up against the bar.
Get Steve up against the bar? Yeah.
Why is that?
Oh,
can't come from behind.
Bar fight.
I like that. That's a great rule.
Yeah.
I'm going to remember
Steve
that.
Steve versus Russillo bar fight.
Steve would fuck Russillo.
Yeah. Russillo by
I think Russillo's what? Got, no, Russillo's got popcorn muscles.
I have popcorn muscles. He does.
You've got man strength.
I have zero strength.
Russillo is like a supersized boy.
You got dad strength too, which is like,
yeah,
yeah.
Russillo's a
You're not sitting on his couch again.
Listen, if you need someone to show you their squats, like that's Russillo. But if you need someone to beat someone, that's you.
That's a great point, Steve. Ryan, I take it all back. Let's take some time soon.
If I need a hitman, I'd say Steve is like in my top five calls.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I appreciate the compliment after Dan's.
All right, the Rowback question. We will get 4XL for Steve. The Rowback question, rhoback.com.
Three is fine.
Use code TAKE. I'm up to a two, and it was a tough transition.
I noticed you had the same shirt on 2 days in a row.
No, I actually have two of them. Rowback.com.
I have
two of them. I have a bunch. I brought a bunch for Titus, too, and he just didn't take any. Rowback.com, use code TAKE.
We're not going to talk about that size.
You get 20% off hoodies, Q-zips, polos, everything. Rowback.com, promo code TAKE. No, I had to do like the most embarrassing thing, like hit up. Because, you know, like
take
being
your shirt
in this
off
business.
In public?
No, well, you know I do that all the time. But, you know, like in
only
this
with
business.
Paint now, though.
In this business, you get like free shit, right? I had to like hit up everyone who gives me free shit being like, hey. It's 2X now, so you just make sure you update the record.
It's like when you lose your debit card and you have to update all your auto recurring payments.
Yes,
the cat hits up all the free shit. People.
Yes, dude.
Like,
I was like,
put another X on there.
I was like, you sent me a bunch of sweet gear, but none of it fits. So, 2X, please. All right, Rowback question. Oh, let's do a quick preview of the game tonight. Who we got? Pick. UNC's +4.
Mm-hmm.
Over under 152.5, I want to say.
Is it that high again?
Yeah. Yeah. Why don't you start, Steve? You're the handicapper. What'd you go this year? You went 90%?
Not 90. A little under. We've had a good tournament, and it's because we've adopted two words.
We had a tough Elite Eight.
Yeah.
It's a long tournament.
Hold on, let me find the text. This is bad.
Go ahead.
This is me and Steve. Well, I'm implicating myself, too, Steve.
I mean, you go ahead. Send some more people for the 2XL text too.
Oh man, the 4XL.
I've lived by Carolina moneyline. I just feel like they're not. I don't know. Like I still didn't understand why Duke was a 4-point favorite. Now you have the whole idea of did they win their title last night or Saturday night? Mm-hmm. You know, Kansas. Did they use their best game Saturday? Like there's just a lot of things. I just love the ability of Carolina being able to score at every position.
Well, Kansas used their best half in the second half against Miami, but then they extended that into two more halves.
That extended to a full 40.
So that's three halves of their best three halves of the year. Can they do it again? I'm thinking it's Kansas. It's like, don't overthink it. It's Kansas. This was UNC's title game.
Yeah. Here's the text message I was referring to. Steve and I were texting on Saturday morning in the Elite Eight, and Steve said, I love all four of these games so much, it's scary.
Moneyline parlay.
And I said, give me the picks. He said, Arkansas, Miami, UNC, Houston. Moneyline parlay. I said, I love it. I got my nuts on Houston and Miami.
I don't think we texted again until we got to Louisiana.
No. Bloodbath. I love these picks so much.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's gambling, baby.
I
think you got to ride to UNC.
Yeah, that's what I'd say.
Kansas just played a near-perfect game.
For the sake of our dear friend Mark, who went out on a limb today and joined us for his sake and his podcast, I do think Kansas winning helps your numbers.
Yeah, what is better? What is better content? Kansas winning? Yeah. Watch Tate cry?
Yes.
Without a doubt. That's what you want. You want it at the
All right, well, then I'll
bring
it for Kansas.
When's the last time
the problem
you cried?
Is, actually, good question.
I think when I turned down Weeknight three years ago, I got killed for it. Yeah. Told I wasn't.
I cried on airplanes.
In our face.
What were you going to say, PFT?
Well, I was going to say that, like, I think that almost you're in a bad position because since Tate already won his national championship game, like you're not going to get that same good nervous breakdown if they lose the title game.
Right.
Because he's got this. You really wanted him to lose last night.
Yeah, that but then I know.
No, me, but we need to coach Big on.
This is the one thing that I have the most experience in.
It's true.
This is my expertise, my line of expertise, is knowing when to start rooting against your co-host to experience maximum heartbreak.
The most
from
listened
more
to show we've ever done at any iteration. We've had five different iterations of our show. The most listened to show we ever did was when Kay lost his last game in Cameron, and people like could not get enough.
Yeah,
so
a beautiful night.
The numbers. I don't know what we did last night.
I think though,
but I yeah.
Here's
I don't
know. Here's the other thing. You don't want. Like, the reason why PFT and I work so well for many other reasons, but, like, one of the ones that you can actually say is, like, neither of our teams are really good across the board.
Yeah.
We've had some success. You know, the Cubs won, the Nats won, the Caps won. But if
just
we were
a casual three championship run there.
6 years over all major sports.
All right.
Okay, but
right. Hank is the winner on
Hank is the winner.
Oh,
if one of us was just winning all the time, it would be, like, the Fun. Imbalance would be... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if he wins this, he owns you.
He owns me?
He
owns me?
Oh, buddy, he owns you.
When was the last time you won something?
Dude, is this like a divide and conquer thing? Like,
no, I'm just
like
curious.
He owns
trying
you.
We're trying to break you guys up.
He owns you.
Cubs?
Yeah.
No,
I personally
carried Ohio State to a Final Four in 2007, so I kind of have that trump over him, you know?
Like, yeah, that's true.
I have a literal Final Four ring.
They give you a Final Four ring?
Yeah, I do have it.
Does it still fit?
It's way too big. I'm not kidding.
I was gonna say.
Do you ever call him out?
Fat Mark was fatter than both of us.
Fat Mark was fat.
Do you ever call him out? Or are you ever like you never even played the game at the high level?
I don't know what
you're talking about.
I tell him that he never played quarterback. Like so, you can't talk about college. If you don't play quarterback in the NFL, you can't talk about anything. You can't talk about any sports.
I want UNC to win, actually, just because I don't want Duke fans to have that one. Because the conversation would literally be. Oh, yeah, we beat you on K's last game. Yeah. Like, and then what happened next?
Yeah. I'm kind of with Steve in that, like, Carolina moneyline is the most fun bet you can make, and it might be the smartest move because Kansas is better, obviously, but Baylor was better than Carolina. UCLA was better than Carolina. Yeah. Duke was better than Carolina.
St. Peter's
is better than Carolina. I mean, every step of the way, Carolina has. I don't know. They're playing really well, and as you said, Dan, like Kansas, what did they shoot like 60%.
It was insane. They made every shot.
Yeah,
every
shot. I think Leaky Black on Egbaji is a great matchup for Carolina.
Leaky Black was incredible last night.
I think Baycott's better than McCormick, so like that's going to be an advantage Carolina. But I don't know. Kansas is better, so I don't know. I said I don't know a lot.
What if Gino was coaching Carolina?
Now we're talking.
And Saban was coaching Kansas.
Great. Okay. Great. Great. Great hypothetical.
What if Bob Cousy was playing 40 minutes for Kansas on Monday night? What would his stat line look like?
What if you had a
Would it be
LeBron?
Club Trillion?
Yeah, would it be a Club Snell?
How fucked up is it, by the way, that the guy that invented basketball he's the only coach at Kansas to have a losing record?
Yeah.
Like, he invented an entire sport and then sucked at coaching it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, if Kansas beats Roy, Carolina, do you think Roy Do you think switches? Are we going to get a camera on Roy, do you think?
Like, he's going to have the half jersey.
One camera? Like, we're going to have every view of him.
Dude, every camera's on Coach K, dude. What are you talking about? Like, cameras
Coach
on
Coach K's not going
to
be there.
Oh, he'll be there.
They'll find a way to have a camera.
Yeah, he'll come back.
His essence will be there.
Dale, I want a shot of Roy, though. The moment, if Kansas wins, the moment, like, all the confetti pops, I want to see how Roy reacts because I wonder if he's going to clap.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, forget where he is for a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The Roy Williams championship.
It is, yes, the Roy Williams game. Do you think that there's any merit to the claim that I've been kind of making for the last few years that Roy Williams, at his time at UNC, was a better head coach than Coach K during that same time period?
Is there any merit to Roy at UNC be better than K?
Roy is the superior coach to Coach K during that time period.
Yes.
Like, all jokes aside,
I actually believe that. Yes.
If you look at the stats, you can't deny it.
So does Steve. Yes.
Steve, how many Final Fours?
The only thing
UConn's going to tip off here against South Carolina.
The only thing I say to that is, like, you're basically just cutting out Coach K's greatest years where he was. I get it.
No, I'm just talking about during that
era. Right.
Coach K never even won the ACC. Like,
right.
He won it in 2010.
That's true.
He can't even win the league.
I've just been so hyper aware of making sure all my Coach K slander arguments are, like, airtight, where, like, I don't deviate from anything that's not fact.
I mean, I'll give you the stats right now and tell you, like,
no, I know, but a Duke fan would be like, dude, you just cut out his best
four titles, right? He won three titles.
Four titles.
Two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
05
the
team
only
probably
Coach
better.
K has is he kept Roy Williams boxed out of the U.S. the national team.
Yeah.
Wouldn't let him coach that. Probably
coach
got
for
a
life.
Gold medals.
Coach for life. All right. Random numbers. Guess. 0 to 100.
Zero.
Six. Derek, what do you got? 18. 25, 3.
Derek took Jake's number.
You got to remember your numbers.
34.
12.
26.
5.
12.
12.
Sound
no
guy,
one's
guy.
Going high. I'll
two
go
six.
79. 55.
Double points. Nickel.
Damn. I think KD had a double nickel the other night, didn't he?
Oh, yeah? That's your boy, right?
They lost. It was like KD had 55, Kyrie had 31, and they lost.
Love you guys.
Go Duke.
Coming.